mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Back from 9 to midnight. I'm your host, Alex Jones. It is November 1st, 2004, the day before the election. Like a magic jack-in-the-box, Bin Laden pops up at the most opportune of times. There are literally a thousand holes and inconsistencies and lies and past examples of manufactured video and audio tapes that need to be covered. We'll be chronicling that here in the second hour and going to all of your phone calls. Also, Arnold makes it official. He wants to be your El Presidente on 60 Minutes. Last night, last hour, I interviewed the owner of Pufferbelly Toys in Oregon, a small shop outside Mount St. Helens that sold legal Rubik's Cubes. The government said there might have been a copyright infringement, and so they sent out Homeland Security. But the border stays wide open. This is the type of basic insanity that we're facing and that we're dealing with. So we'll get into Schwarzenegger, we'll get into Bin Laden, we'll get into how this is affecting the campaign. Here are some of the headlines. Analysis. Bin Laden tape Bush. Again, analysis. Bin Laden tape boost Bush. Bin Laden dancing to Bush's tune is another headline. Walter Cronkite, Karl Rove behind Bin Laden tape. I totally agree. We're also going to read some of the quotes supposedly by this Max Headroom computer generation of Bin Laden. We'll then get into some excellent analysis by Global Research Intelligence Asset. Some of Bin Laden supports Bush re-election by Professor Michelle Chasidowski. We will then get into this London Guardian article, Bin Laden tape, a scoop and a mystery. And we'll get into how the neocons are spinning this and how Bin Laden is saying more attacks are possible, plus Applied Digital's Verichip goes prime time. Also for immediate release, New York Attorney General's office accepts unprecedented citizens' complaint demanding criminal inquiry into 9/11 crimes. TV ads are running in New York City talking about the planned demolition of Building 7. That's now coming out. Very, very exciting information there as well. And when we get back, we will also get to some of your calls. There's also an article here. The nation must be prepared to conduct a draft. And they go into Louis C. Brodsky, Director of Public Congressional Affairs with the Selective Service System. That is a quote from him as they prepare for it. This, of course, terror attack will come handily and helpfully for the globalist right after the next convenient terror attack that the military-industrial complex that will carry out. This entire Bin Laden tape is just like Goldstein from George Orwell's 1984, this bearded character who comes out and attacks Big Brother, and attacks Big Brother on legitimate issues, but then because it's Goldstein that's behind all the terror bombings, Goldstein's a manufactured creature of Big Brother, well then anybody that criticizes Big Brother must be with Goldstein, the evil terrorist, who is always blowing up buildings and killing innocent people. Of course, George Orwell worked for the British Imperial Guard. He then worked for the Communists. He then worked for the BBC. And so that's why he was uniquely able to write this book explaining how government propaganda operates through the ministry of truth and love and plenty. When we get back, we'll take some of your calls, and then we'll get more into all of this news that I just mentioned. So please stay with us, and the websites are Infowars.com. Redesigned Infowars.net, and now PrisonPlanet.tv. Check them out today. Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
If you're interested in saving money on your prescription drugs, call Canada right now and talk to a pharmacist to save your money.
You can talk to a real pharmacist at Granville Pharmacy in Vancouver at 1-877-766-1666. You can save up to 50% on your prescription medication.
If you're looking to save money on your prescription medications, you can call Canada right now, 1-877-766-1666.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I want to make this 110% crystal clear. I do not support John Forbes Kerry or George W. Bush. This election is totally staged at every level. It is nothing more than the elaborate psychological warfare operation to polarize and balkanize and fracture the American people to get you into a type of team sports mentality as you spectate rooting for Ford or Chevy, Coke or Pepsi, good guys against bad guys, to make you think that there is a separation in the establishment, to have this type of mock political warfare akin to WWF wrestling. The Bin Laden tape is obviously a complete fraud. It is like a jack-in-the-box, the October surprise, right on time. It's disgusting. And people go, well, Bin Laden wouldn't say these type of hardcore criticisms of Bush. They wouldn't allow that out if it was fake. Of course they would, to make it more legitimate sounding. I mean, Bin Laden's up there quoting Benjamin Franklin almost word for word, and so now if you say don't give up liberty for security, oh, you must be Bin Laden. Why Bin Laden said that? Bin Laden is an admitted CIA asset. The whole thing is staged. And I'll go over all that evidence later in this hour, plus Arnold Schwarzenegger wants to be president. He admitted it now on 60 Minutes last night. Right now, let's go to Marcello in Canada, then Fred, Robert, Clayton, Jim, and others. Marcello, go ahead.
Hello, Alan.
Hello.
I'd like to prefix my comments by saying that I don't know that there's any significance to what I'm about to say, but yesterday something really interesting occurred to me about the symbology of tomorrow's date. And in order to...
Yeah, it's tomorrow is going to be, what, 2-11, and the day after that is 3-11.
Yes, but also with regards to symbology, sometimes there are alternate meanings for symbols, or conversely, there's alternate symbols for meanings. And November is the 11th month of 12 months and can be defined as the 11th month. But if you look at the meaning of the word November, it actually means ninth month, because there was originally only 10 months, two were added. And September, October, November, December literally mean 7, 8, 9, 10. And,
let me just say this. The globalists are obsessed with dates, numerology. They're into the occult. I mean, is that where you're going with this? Because we have all this concrete stuff happening right now, and you're giving us the history of November, which is fine, but...
I'm just pointing out an alternate meaning for November 2nd. So November can mean 9, and... The numeral 2 symbolizes the number 2, which is the count of 2, which alternately can be symbolized as double 1, like a Roman numeral 2. So November 2nd may be construed as 9 double 1. And,
okay. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Fred in Pennsylvania. Fred, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'd like to bring up... First of all, the let me jump right to something pretty meaty. NBC had a segment, a special, I guess you call it, on the election, and
Bush was on it last night saying, "See, Bin Laden's come out. You better vote for me. I'll keep you safe." This just underscores what I've been saying. And then I've got a quote here in the New York Daily News today, with a White House official saying, quote, "call it a little gift from Bin Laden," saying it helps President Bush.
Yeah, yeah.
Another GOP strategist added, "anything that makes people nervous about their personal safety helps Bush." Here's another election official from the Bush camp. "We want people to think terrorism for the last 4 days," said a Bush-Cheney campaign official, "and anything that raises the issue in people's minds is good for us."
Yeah.
I mean, they're flaunting it in our face.
They're doing
Bin Laden isn't stupid. Why will he come out and do something that helps Bush? He isn't dumb, because he works for the globalist.
Right. Now, the other thing was that the correspondent mentioned that there's going to be a six-headed or a six-party consortium that's going to take the place of NES. The News Election Service.
And all they did was change the name of Voter News Services, and the same consortium from the same building in New York City is going to be running it.
Right. Now, the other thing was that over in New Jersey,
Look. Yes. Here's a question for people. Do you know how they tell you who the president is? And 98% of people say no. And then the 2% that know that it's a secret. And this private group out of an armored compound in New York just tells you who the president is. Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a big NES, BNS. I try to research that exhaustively. I mean, sure, you have Vote Scam, the book, delved into that. And I do really think that you've had a power vacuum that was filled by NES. Of course, you've always had such a weak political power vacuum there in counting the votes that you always had an unelected a bunch of people counting the votes.
The reason I say it's a psychological warfare operation is the candidates are staged, the election is staged, the Bin Laden tape is staged. It's layer after layer of psychological warfare to distract us off of the free trade area of the Americas, the loss of jobs, the open borders, the forced inoculation plans, the police state grid that's going in. All of this is the real issues.
Right, and I wanted to bring up the student in New Jersey trying to bring us back to the principle of an actual ballot, because an electronic voting machine is not, doesn't have a ballot. The ballot doesn't exist. It's only an image that is formed of electrons. All you have is electrons on a screen, and then when you operate that electronic voting machine, you have the presence of an electron on a wire. I don't consider that to be in any way, shape, or form.
In every country in the world that is somewhat free, they have a paper record, but our government says, just trust us, Fred.
Yeah, we have an attorney. Well, I'm in Pennsylvania, but you have in New Jersey, you have Peter Harvey, the attorney general, who looks like the Jersey devil, basically, if you've ever seen a picture of him. He's a scary person. He is he's a Democrat, but he's extremely eager beaver, statist, strident, for electronic voting machines. And you can see that the attorney general's office and the people who were in court were fanatical about not allowing the plaintiff and a couple of days ago to have her
yeah.
say.
Federal and state courts are ruling you don't get a paper ballot, you don't get a record, shut your mouth. We have men working for us that wear black masks with machine guns. We're building lots of nice prisons for you. Now shut your mouth or Bin Laden's going to get you. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Look, folks, I'm really angry. I'm angrier right now than I've been angry probably my whole life, okay? And it's a controlled anger. And I'm angry at myself because I don't have the intellect or the words, the semantical lexicon to describe the filth and the evil of this. We have a criminal government that has aborted 54 million babies, that has used depleted uranium in three countries, that is putting cancer viruses in the vaccines, that is accelerating the offshore outsourcing of your jobs, that is liquefying our border with the Pan-American Union. The country is disappearing. A national ID card is on the verge of being passed. Homeland Security will be over every facet of our lives. Again, now out visiting toy stores that might be involved in patent infringement. Is Bin Laden getting rid of our borders? Is Bin Laden taking our freedoms? Is Bin Laden trying to forcibly psychologically test every American? Well, yes, he is. He is the pretext to scare us into this backdrop of control. And I've got questions for Mr. Bin Laden. Here's a few questions I'd like criminal mastermind Bin Laden to answer. Did he inform the CIA of his plans since pre-9/11 insider trading on United Airlines and American Airlines options that led to the highest ranks of the CIA? Did he ask FEMA to be in New York on 9/11? Did he tell Larry Silverstein to prepare WTC-7 for demolition on 9/11? Did he inform the Israelis of his plans? Did he stand down the U.S. Air Force? Did he phone New York's authorities to inform them the WTC was going to collapse? Did he plant explosives in the Twin Towers to ensure perfect collapses? Did he make provisions to ensure that the investigation of the collapse of the Twin Towers was an underfunded farce? Did he instruct President Bush to try and limit the scope of the 9/11 probe? Why did he know the identities of his hand-picked hijackers? Why didn't he know the identities of his hand-picked hijackers? I got about 100 other questions, and I'm going to go over this. None of this is real. You are the enemy. You are the slave. You are the person losing your rights. And they stick the Muslim out there in front of you to scare you. Ooh, the Muslim's going to get me. The boogeyman. In almost every country over there was put into power. The dictators were put into power by the globalists. Every time there's a terror organization, we track it back to the globalist. And then you look at the timing of Bin Laden coming out and saying exactly what will help, not just Bush, but Kerry as well, and the whole police state agenda. It's amazing. Any sovereign Arab country like Iran or Syria or Libya, they would never fly planes into our buildings. They've said that. Why would they bring down the wrath of the biggest military in the world? And I'm not defending those countries either. They're run by evil people. But it's like talking about a lower demon compared to Satan. The New World Order is Satan, and the mullahs are, you know, some mid-level demon. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
We at ActiveX America Incorporated would like to thank our faithful customers for making SynFlex one of the leading glucosamine and chondroitin formulas on the market today. Our liquid glucosamine complex not only combines pharmaceutical quality glucosamine and chondroitin, but also contains natural anti-inflammatories that can help reduce pain and inflammation without the harmful side effects that can occur from taking pharmaceutical drugs. For those of you who have arthritis or joint pain and have not yet tried SynFlex, go to our website to learn more about the product that has given so many the everyday relief their achy joints yearn for. Log on to the web at www.activexamerica.com. We have so many great success stories, important glucosamine studies and data, and a no-questions-asked money-back guarantee on your first order. If you're interested in learning more or want to get SynFlex and ease the pain today, visit www.activexamerica.com. That's www.activexamerica.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I tried glucosamine for my arthritis, but it didn't help much.
They tell me I just have to put up with my joint pain and stiffness.
Are you doomed to a life of stiff and painful joints or dealing with expensive medications or painful injections? Well, no more. I'm pleased to tell you about a totally new product called Injuve. Rather than stopping the pain, Injuve attacks the causes of joint pain. Injuve replenishes what your body was born with by replacing a vital fluid your body loses as you grow older. It's called hyaluronic acid, or HA. It's important to note that Injuve does not cure arthritis, but it helps reverse the aging process of our joints and reduces the pain and stiffness caused by lack of mobility. Injuve is one of the best lubricants and shock absorbers found in nature. In short, if you have joint pain or arthritis, you owe it to yourself to try Injuve. Injuve is all natural and comes in easy-to-swallow soft gels. Call 1-800-707-3953 and get one bottle free when you buy two. Remember, call 1-800-707-3953 and get your free bottle of Injuve when you buy two. Call today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Let's speed through some of these patient callers, and then I'll get back into this latest Bin Laden tape. Arnold wants to be our Fuhrer. Forced inoculations in Washington, D.C. already taking place. It's all coming up. Right now, Robert in Denver, Colorado. Robert, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Thanks, Alex, for taking my call. I really appreciate that, as always. A few things I want to touch base with you on. Number one, you talked about Arnold and his desire to be president. Did you happen to see the preceding story about the Oregon National Guard unit in Iraq and the fact that they're driving vehicles with no armor and the father of one of the soldiers that was killed was saying that they would have to take plywood and sandbags to put around their vehicles to protect them against fire.
Well, 6 months ago, we posted video of whole convoys of Humvees where they put the plywood in the back to hold the sandbags. And it does not protect them, and they knew day one this would happen. All the top generals, the Secretary of the Army told them this, that they needed thousands of armored vehicles, heavy LAVs, that the Humvees would not protect them. But hey, the Chicken Hawks don't care about our troops. Bush said, bring them on.
Yeah, I hear you. That was an amazing story. Have you ever heard of a guy named Alan Stang?
I have heard of the name. I can't place it, though.
Okay, he is a guy that has a show on the nearby station, doesn't carry your first jobs anymore outside Denver. He comes from 4 to 6. Anyway, he's somewhat like you, talks about government, New World Order, and so forth. He was talking last week, and I read one of his archived articles. He's also a writer, been that for a long time, talking about Martin Luther King. And according to him, I didn't even know this, that Dr. King was in cahoots with some type of communist group back in the 50s, 60s. You know anything about that?
Yeah, he spoke to communist groups. He spoke to socialist groups. He spoke to conservative groups. And, you know, frankly, Martin Luther King's dead. And overall, I think Martin Luther King wanting people to, you know, get along and not hate each other had good ideas. But I don't know how we spend our time going after Martin Luther King when the Bushes openly funded the Nazi war machine and protected the Nazi money leaving Germany. I don't know why we talk about Martin Luther King when we've got John Forbes Kerry, who's been an admitted communist.
That's an excellent point. One last thing real quick. Something I haven't heard you talk about, this story broke about a week ago, I think. Supposedly they were saying that a group of Russian special forces went across the border sometime last year, picked up like 300 or 400 tons of explosives out of Baghdad into Iran, and supposedly this happened right under the American troops' noses, and no one knows until just recently. You hear anything about that story? You know anything about that?
Well, I mean, they're claiming there's been lots of forays, into Iraq getting explosives, but really all that's a big distraction. I mean, that country isn't held. It isn't meant to be held. It's meant to be drug out. It's meant to be a quagmire, a widening war, just like Vietnam. The Pentagon's own plan, P2OG, says they want to fund and control radical Muslim groups. They want to kill different groups of Muslims to make Muslims attack us as a pretext to widen the war. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
Yeah, and this whole thing about missing weapons, and again, folks, I don't have words to describe it anymore. We're in a lot of trouble. You're in a lot of trouble, okay? You're being totally enslaved right now, and all this other stuff is psychological warfare. It's all distractions. We have a government that creates fake Bin Laden tapes, admittedly 2 years ago, and we trust this new tape. It's a joke. Clayton in Missouri. Clayton, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, Alex, this morning I voted by absentee ballot, and I voted a straight ticket for the Constitution Party. Unfortunately, brother, I would imagine probably 97% of the people in this country are going to vote for the evil of two lessers. So I guess we're going to get more of the same. You know, what bothers me is you're talking about this Bin Laden tape. There was another one that came out at the same time. You remember the guy? He obviously was an American with a New England accent.
Yeah, the day before, a white guy with an East Coast accent comes on, I'm going to get you, I'm going to kill you. And again, the boogeyman appearing at the opportune time only bolsters the police state argument. It's so transparent. And then as if that isn't enough, Al Qaeda chieftain Bin Laden pops up.
Yeah, well, they keep on showing the Bin Laden one, but the other one kind of fell through the cracks. I guess they kind of figured out most people aren't going to buy that one, so they just stuck with the Bin Laden one. But it's incredible, you know. I think the guy's dead. I think Bin Laden's dead. I think that whole thing was created, Alex.
Hey, they've got computers 20 years ago that could, you know, show something so fake you can't tell. Now they're so good, you know, they make whole ads with Steve McQueen, and you can't tell it's not really Steve McQueen. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I've got a gripe. Recently, construction in my area has doubled my commute time. I'm spending up to 4 hours in stop-and-go rush hour traffic every day. The worst part is there's no good talk radio to listen to. But that doesn't matter to me anymore, thanks to the good people at Freeway Radio. I've got the Sony shortwave car stereo from Freeway Radio, and now I look forward to getting comfortable in my car and hearing the real scoop on the day's news. It's not just a shortwave radio, though. You can also get AM and FM, listen to cassette, and control your CD changer. Call Freeway Radio today, toll-free, 866-404. 3600. That's 1-866-404-3600. Get your own Sony shortwave car stereo today for only $189. Install it in the boat, the RV, or your car. The good news for us is that you'll have GCN programming and crystal clear radio wherever you go. Don't get me wrong, I'd still rather be golfing than sitting in traffic, but Freeway Radio has eased my commute immensely. Call them today at 1-866-404-3600 and let them do the same for you.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. We've reached the halfway point in this November 1st, 2004 edition. I'm going to try to calm down, take a deep breath, and try to focus and go over why I'm so upset, why I'm so angry. I love this country. I love America. I love the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And most importantly, I love God, and I love my family. And I have chronicled, until it makes me physically ill, the unending, bottomless evil of the globalist. All the horrible things that this elitist trash is doing. How they look at us as cattle, as scum, as trash. As they openly force government employees to take implantable microchips, it's already happening. As they get rid of our borders, as they dismantle our sovereignty, as they set up draconian laws and national ID cards, as they push forced psychological testing, forced drugging, forced inoculations, as they dismantle our economy and accelerate our job losses, as the mainstream media scientifically engages in psychological warfare to turn us into a bunch of decadent, gibbering monkeys. I see the globalists laugh at us, and it's so painful to see these serial killer murderers get away with wholesale corruption, get away with lying and manufacturing over and over and over again, and to see governments stay in place that decades ago wouldn't have survived one-tenth of the corruption that we're now publicly witnessing. And I hear the liberal pundits spewing their brand of lies and propaganda and confusion. The left tires on this creation. And then I see the right-hand side, the right tread, putting out its disinformation and its falsified worldview, its propaganda. And I see the world sliding into World War IV. I see our future as a very dark one, my friends. I see this Antichrist beast system upon us, and I witness as the so-called Christian churches fawn at the feet of it, because they dress it up in many respects in Christian clothing, while the liberals see the UN dressed up in this world government socialist garb to attract them. It's just like different flavors, different baits the New World Order puts out to draw different species of thinking into their traps. Osama bin Laden and his whole family have been servants of globalist intelligence arms since 1918. Bin Laden was trained in this country in how to bomb, how to assassinate, in intelligence. His code name was Tim Osmond. He was used to fight the Soviets, used to attack the Serbs in 98 and 99. He works with Pakistani intelligence that is the admitted darling of our government. Our government creates fake bin Laden tapes and later admits they're fake. And now we have this new tape. And I don't know if it's real. Because, again, they've got TV ads running where it's Steve McQueen pitching products and he's been dead for 20 years. All the movies were fictitious individuals shake hands with the government officials. It's old technology. But then you look at what bin Laden says, and it plays right into the hands of the P2OG Pentagon plan. The Pentagon office, admittedly, to stir up the Arabs and to get them to attack us so the globalists have a pretext to invade and attack them. That's the international effect. Domestically, it has the effect of people rallying around the police state and rallying around George W. Bush. Bush last week leads up to bin Laden's about to attack us, and months ago, don't worry about bin Laden because he didn't want to give us psychological fatigue with the boogeyman. They put him in the back burner in the refrigerator, then bring him back out and heat him back up in the microwave 4 days before the election, and he jumps out of his hole like a jack-in-the-box to scare us back into submission. His whole family, his fighters, they're all protected by the globalist. But the general public buys into all of this. Is Osama bin Laden taking your jobs? Is Osama bin Laden getting rid of your borders? Is Osama bin Laden going after your Second Amendment? Is Osama bin Laden setting up this police state? Oh, in reality, in one respect, he is. He is the pretext. He is the boogeyman. He is the pressure, the threat they use to engineer our society deeper into the depths of the New World Order system. And all I know is months after September 11th, a Bush administration official told me that Bin Laden had died of kidney failure shortly after 9/11. I then got this from other government sources, CFR members on air, CIA officers off air, that he had died of kidney failure, that he works, his family works for the globalist, and that they handed over his frozen body, that he would be rolled out shortly before the election. And I said, folks, this may be disinfo, but this is what people are telling me on and off air. And I said, because we're exposing this, they may not do it. But I said, he's going to make some type of appearance, whether a terror attack or a new tape, or whether his dead body that they claim they just killed in some cave-in, in some spider hole, before this election. And that did indeed happen. In came the curveball out of the jack-in-the-box on the heels of this guy with an East Coast accent, a white guy. I'm Al-Qaeda, I'm going to get you. And then that didn't have the desired effect, so out of the jack-in-the-box pops Bin Laden. With the same Al Jazeera network that's basically a globalist mouthpiece. And they play that little ruse of not giving Al Jazeera a booth at the convention, and so you think, oh, there must be a fight going on. Just like there's a fight between Bush and Kerry, there's no substantive difference. It's all a psychological warfare program to keep the mass of people in line believing the fairy tale fraud. Our government admittedly had official plans to carry out 9/11 style attacks. They did it with the USS Liberty in 67. They did it with the Gulf of Tonkin in 64. They admit that never happened. In 53, they went in and kicked out an anti-communist, pro-American government because that government wouldn't give us all the oil. And they did it by hiring a bunch of thugs to run around shooting and bombing and killing, saying that they worked for the prime minister. And then they go on NPR 50 years later, and they brag about how the U.S. government, the CIA, did it and blamed it on the Iranian government and kicked out an elected, legitimate government and put the Shah in there. I mean, just another example of our government, these criminals, the same people that put cancer viruses in your vaccines, the same people that push Ritalin and Prozac on your children, the same people that push abortion, the same people that push getting rid of our borders, the same people that called Fidel Castro the Abraham Lincoln of the Caribbean, the same people that put Manuel Noriega in, the same people that put Mao Zedong into power, they now admit it. The same people that funded and trained Saddam Hussein, the same people who funded and trained Osama bin Laden, they're the people, they're the ones that sent $25 million to Lenin to get him into power. They're the ones that funded Adolf Hitler. They're the ones that fund Arnold, Alos, Schwarzenegger. They're the ones that climb into coffins and ask Lucifer to enter their body. They're the masters of lies and masquerading as angels of light. They are the masters, and they ride the four horses right into our civilization. And the sad part is when you're being judged by this beast system because you let it come to fruition, you're not even going to know you're in it. You're going to be praising this system even as it destroys you. You're going to be begging it to protect you, begging it to take care of you as they release the controlled plagues. As the global elite retire to their underground bunkers and cities, and as hell itself is released upon the earth, you will still be loving it and worshiping it. Because they'll have lots of boogeymen out there for you to worry about, and because you're so enraptured and so lustful for your sporting mentality of we're the good guys, they're the bad guys, you'll never figure out it's a rigged game, we're both boxers. Where all the horses, where all the dogs in the race are rigged and owned and ran by the same people. That's why they're in control globally, because they're ruthless, because they're cunning, because they're intelligent. And because they've trained you how to be a bunch of fools. I mean, I listen to these neocons. John Kerry's pure evil, folks. Pure evil. Just like his cousin. Just like his coffin mate, George W. And I listened to a neocon this morning going, John Kerry's for the moolahs. John Kerry wants them to have uranium. John Kerry's a traitor. John Kerry, George Bush is going to save us from the moolahs. George Bush allied companies helped transfer the weapons systems to the moolahs and to Pakistan and to North Korea and to China. What the neocons don't tell you and the neocon media don't tell you is that Bill Clinton signed off on all of it because Republican-owned and run companies gave him money, campaign contributions to do it. So who's bad, Bill Clinton or the Republicans? Both of them are. There is no separation. What that neocon didn't tell you this morning was is that the Iranian government has endorsed George W. Bush. Because on paper, at least, Kerry says he wants to invade Iran. It's all staged, folks. And so they give you two false choices within a controlled spectrum. They give you a false choice. It's like a rat in a rat maze. It thinks it's got choices. It can go left, right, down, up in this big maze, but it never knows it's inside a steel-reinforced cage inside a maze. It just accepts the parameters of the choices it's been given, the false choices. I just want you to see the cage for what it is. An illusion. This is their business. This is what they do. This is what they're about. They are such masters of the illusion that they've got bills ready. And when the Constitutional Convention starts, I predict it will happen. The 22nd Amendment will be removed. Arnold Schwarzenegger will then become your next president. And it won't matter if he stood up in front of 2,000 people and screamed the N-word and said, I hate all blacks, you're subhuman. It won't matter if he says he admires Adolf Hitler. It won't matter if he says, I don't care if Kurt Waldheim's a Nazi, I love him. It won't matter if he's for open borders and stem cell research and gun bans and hunting bans. You'll sit there with your stupid straw hat on at a Republican convention talking about what a cowboy you are, worshiping him, because you're about form over substance. Because you're a phony. I watched grown men cry as Schwarzenegger spoke. A guy who says he doesn't like Jesus Christ and who belittled Jesus Christ and who said that he doesn't believe in Jesus Christ. Oh, now he says he does. And you'll love him. You'll love him when he's your president, when he's leading the armies against the evil Muslims. And you'll love it with a draft because you can't tell the difference between a movie and reality. And you think Arnold Schwarzenegger is really all those things he claims he is. That's such an illustration of how the fiction is the reality in people's minds. Form over substance. Perception being reality. And he says he wants to be your president. And when he runs against Hillary, you'll vote for him. Because we can't have Hillary, I guess we better have a foreigner. That's the plan. I just love this country. And it's so sad to me to know what we're all going to have to go through. Because they took over our churches, they took over our universities, they took over our state houses, they took over America, they took over our minds, they took over our police. They turned us into decadent demons. We're a demon-possessed country. Believing the lies, believing the corruption, but taking on the great delusion, wanting to believe the lie, wanting to refuse the truth, not wanting to face it for what it is. And so they're going to force you to take injections on a monthly basis. They're going to force you onto drugs. They're going to build more and more prisons. They're going to take your jobs. They're going to take everything we've got. And maybe you don't want to hear it. Maybe you don't want to hear the truth. Maybe you don't want to know what we're facing. Fine, change the channel. It won't make it go away. It won't protect you. We're going into this thing one way or another. All we can do is lessen the blow, try to warn as many people as we can, try to reverse how bad this societal, genetic, sociological, spiritual, economic cataclysm. All we can do is lessen it. We are a programmed mass. The greatest minds the world has ever seen turned against you and your family. The media almost completely owned and consolidated, scientifically smashing minds, destroying free thinking. I'm not trying to be negative. But this is the beast system. The Antichrist world system is now upon us. I hope you enjoy it.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I know callers have been very patient. It's just that I've never been more disgusted than I am right now. I mean, the European Union started as a so-called trade deal to confuse and smokescreen the people of Europe. Now they're doing the exact same thing. We're already in the Pan-American Union, the final steps of it coming up early next year. And the average American has no idea. They're busy, you know, cowering in fear from Al-Qaeda and Osama bin Bush. I mean, they're openly now making government officials take microchips. It's now happening. They're starting genetically engineered programs in England where they pre-screen your embryos for genetic defects or aggressive tendencies and may have to make it the law. I mean, it's Brave New World. It's all happening. They sent Homeland Security out to a toy store over a knockoff of the Rubik's Cube, which turned out to not even be illegal. You know, that's what they're busy doing. That's the point. They're going to run every facet of our lives. And they get us to root for different political parties because then we're still captured in the paradigm of the system. They give us these false choices. And we all run around and get so upset and campaign and, oh boy, who's going to win the election? They've been stealing elections since the mid-60s. They've been staging these things. They didn't have local control, though. You still had elections locally, so now they're putting in their machines. That's why they're so arrogant right now. And it's going to take you getting involved and speaking out and saying no to this system, all of you, to at least back it off. And I was just boiling all weekend over this Bin Laden tape, so obviously manufactured. I mean, just pure propaganda. Read it for yourself. So well done. To enrage the Arabs under P2OG program, and to also then enrage the West, all of this dialectic program works that way. It's mind-blowing. And then I have to watch Schwarzenegger, that arrogant, pus-filled maggot, who is worshipped by, you know, the Republican convention with their fake Texas hats, crying when he's on stage when the guy makes Bill Clinton look like a conservative. I mean, where is your moral compass? There have been mainstream media reports that he hasn't sued over, where he makes people get down and bow and worship him and calls them ugly and pathetic on the sets of movies and just all the things. And of course the Rothschilds love him. Of course the New World Order loves him. He's right up their alley. Sees us as a bunch of trash. I'm tired of their arrogance. I'm tired of them laughing at us. I'm tired of the evil they do. I know this, though. You're all going to go straight to Hades. Because there is a God, and you people are pure trash. And the gates of hell are just wide open for you. And they love it. They're going to turn this planet into hell. Everybody's so fever-pitched over this election. We've got to defeat John Kerry. It's staged. Don't you understand that? It was staged from the word go. They're both members of the same secret society. They're both cousins. They've got the electronic voting machines in. Well, then you say, well, what's the big to-do with? Because these elections are multi-billion dollar businesses. And because it's all part of the theater to make you think we're still in a free country. That's all that's happening here. We'll come back for the third hour. I'll go straight to Jimmy and Chris and Randall and everybody else. 1-800-259-9231. I'm just tired of these swollen, arrogant globalists. I just wish God would defeat them.
Berkey.